Most bodies have been removed and the ones that are left have yet to be picked up. Each has to be photographed and documented. The dead are silent witnesses to what happened here. And what is alleged to have happened is Russian soldiers attacking civilians fleeing the city. The mayor of Kyiv visited Bucha to show solidarity and express anger.
It's genocide. Genocide of Ukrainian population. More than sure is that people in Russia and the Russian government have to pay for that painful price.
Officials are gathering evidence and will submit their findings that may well form the basis of a war crimes investigation.
I am a witness because I was here. Today we finally have opportunity to register what happened here. All this will become evidence in our case.
In the outskirts of Bucha, Russian forces shelled houses. The residents say they were effectively held hostage.
The Russians broke into our houses and took them over. They told us not to go out at night.
On the main road leading into Bucha, this Russian convoy of heavily armored vehicles lies completely destroyed. It stands testament to the ferocity of the fight. The town was retaken by Ukrainian forces on the 31st of March. It's only now that what happened here can be documented. So far, the municipality has found 300 bodies, but as they search the town, that figure could rise much higher.
I've counted at least 10 dead bodies down this road. They're waiting to be picked up. They'll be taken to the morgue where they'll be recorded and eventually even picked up perhaps by their loved ones. Although the bodies will be removed from this road, the scars that this town is feeling will take a lot longer to heal.
As will the cleanup. Grigory tries to sweep away some of their debris, but it's almost futile. He tries anyway, but the scale of destruction is simply too much.
So what's happening now is the Ukrainians are now going from house to house, which will take them a very long time to do, to clear the houses of any kind of booby traps that the Russians may have left behind. But what they're also looking for is more casualties, more dead bodies that may well be trapped in those buildings. That figure that the mayor has been talking about of Bucha of 200 to 300 bodies, that figure is likely to be much higher once the full and final investigation is released.
OK, thank you for that update. Imran Khan there for us in Kyiv. Well, we just heard the mayor of Kyiv accusing Russia of genocide. Well, President Volodymyr Zelensky made the same claims to US networks.
Indeed, this is genocide. The elimination of the whole nation and the people. We are the citizens of Ukraine. We have more than 100 nationalities. This is about the destruction and extermination of all these nationalities. We are the citizens of Ukraine, and we don't want to be subdued to the policy of Russian Federation. This is the reason we are being destroyed and exterminated, and this is happening in the Europe of the 21st century. So this is the torture of the whole nation.
Let's go to Mike Hanna, who's live for us in Washington, D.C. Mike, give us a bit more detail about where and what Zelensky had to say, and what's the reaction been to his comments in the U.S.?
Well, President Zelensky speaking there in an interview with the U.S. network, making very clear his belief that what has happened in Ukraine does constitute genocide. He makes mention there that Ukraine has 100 nationalities, as he puts it, and each and every one of these nationalities have been targeted for extermination, in his view, by the Russian forces. President Zelensky also making clear that approbation and criticism should not just be directed at Russian President Vladimir Putin, who's directed this operation, but also at the commanders on the ground who are following orders and who President Zelensky says are equally guilty of war crimes and genocide. With regards to the United States, President Zelensky saying that he deeply appreciates U.S. assistance, but he says he's still looking for security guarantees from the U.S., which have not been forthcoming. The U.S. Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, responding as well to the latest footage that has emerged from Ukraine, particularly around that area of Bucha that Imran was reporting about a short while ago, saying that this is like a punch to the gut. Now, this was a sentiment echoed by a number of Western administrations and governments, the EU criticizing this action in particular, as do the foreign ministers of France and Germany. So wholehearted condemnation of the Russian operations in Ukraine, but particularly this action near the capital of Kyiv, in which it would appear hundreds of civilians have been killed by Russian forces.
OK, thank you for that. Mike Hanna there for us in Washington. Let's get reaction from Moscow. We can speak to Hashem Ahalbara, who is there. What, if anything, have we heard from Russia on these allegations? Have they made any response?
Yes, there's been a statement from the Russian Ministry of Defense dismissing the reports about mass murder in Bucha. They say that the footage coming out from there is a provocation, and they also said in a statement that when they took over Bucha, people were given access to leave the area, including towards the north, towards Belarus. They also say that their forces left Bucha on the 30th of March, and that before that, the Ukrainians were to blame for massive shelling of the southern outskirts of Bucha. And I have to say that since the start of this military operation, the Russians have been saying that they're facing an unprecedented disinformation war, and they have been accusing the West, the Americans, for deflecting the attention on the core issues that Russia has been dealing with. And they say that we've been telling them that we have huge concerns about the military situation and in Ukraine, but those parties were in complete denial about realities on the ground.
Hashem Ahalbara there for us in Moscow. Elsewhere on the ground, Russian missiles have struck near the southern port of Odessa, which is Ukraine's main naval base. Russia says it destroyed an oil refinery and fuel storage facilities used by Ukraine's military. Odessa is a focus for Moscow as its forces try to cut Ukraine off from the Black Sea.
I was at home and it was scary because the walls were shaking. I went out and saw that there was an explosion near my home and I saw the tank farm burning. It was a big explosion, like if an aeroplane crashed. I've never seen something like that. We need to close the sky because we don't want an attack again. Before it was better. I did not think of sending my family out of the city. I heard some shooting and the air defense was working in the past, but it was not like this. After this, I feel scared, not for myself, but for my kid. I will take the weapons in my hands if it's needed, but against rockets, you can't fight those weapons.
Let's talk to Stephanie Decker, who's in Lviv. Stephanie, firstly, tell us a bit more about these attacks on Odessa. And it's worth pointing out you actually spent a lot of time in Odessa. What is your sense of the people there, how they're feeling now that Russia is attacking them?
Well, they have been preparing for weeks. This is the first significant attack on Odessa at the fuel depot. It is in line with Russia's strategy. They've been doing this in several cities across the country. There have been rockets fired at Odessa, as you heard there from the soundbite you played. We've also seen those air defense red tracer fire in the sky against them pretty much on a nightly basis. But this is the first time they've hit it. Now, the Russians say this is because those fuel depots are being used to resupply troops in Mykolaiv. Mykolaiv is a city around 200 kilometers away that the Ukrainians have managed to keep the Russian ground forces from taking. And that is the last front line, really, when it comes to the Russians then moving on to Odessa, which, as you mentioned there, is hugely strategic. It's Ukraine's biggest port. And if they manage then to get that entire southern part, they would cut off Ukraine from its entire access to the sea, to the Black Sea and to the Azov Sea. But it's been proving difficult. In the beginning of this conflict, Malin, they were talking about a potential naval landing on the beaches of Odessa. They have been heavily mined. But certainly all the military analysis points to if those ground troops don't get much closer to the city, that's not going to be possible. I think we're going to have to wait and see if they're now going to step up the attacks on Mykolaiv again to try to move forward. You asked me about civilians just briefly. A lot of civilians have left. Many have also stayed. Again, that gentleman whose soundbite you played saying that if he had to pick up guns, he would. We filmed with civilians who did not want to fight but decided to take lessons in how to use a weapon if it's so needed, telling us that if they had to protect their homes and the city, if it came down to it, they would do so. So very much steadfast attitude to those remaining there. There is, of course, fear and anxiety. And I think today, the fact that, you know, it was such a heavy blast that really shook the center of the city will have people much more worried.
OK, thank you for that. Stephanie Decker there for us in Lviv. We'll have more on the strategic importance of Odessa later on in the programme.